Before we get to our next act, going to have a bit of a talk with Splattercore label owner Ryan, and start to fill in a few blanks about what's going on here and why Splattercore justifies a night of its own on LFM. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
See.
Nice one for getting all these all these miscreants down here.
The people.
what sort of possessed you to sort of start this like an audio project?
Basically, it's just because like we found that in the UK especially there wasn't actually that many people who were willing to cross boundaries within like different genres. So like you get like the breakcore crowd or the gabber crowd and then the psytrance crowds, and they'll all be kind of separate. So like we're trying to like bring stuff together really and like keep it open rather than having one particular genre or style like on a label. We're trying to like broaden the horizons within like the underground dance and extreme electronic scene sort of thing.
And is that something like, I mean, obviously Dan and Brian, is that something that's quite pronounced in your opinion, that sort of like that fractured nature in the scene?
I think generally, like, apparently a while back in Brighton there was a lot of stuff where like with like wrong music and stuff bringing different things together, but yeah, it seems like people tend generally to be generic and like within music and stuff, so we're just trying to like open it up a bit more so we can like, we're basically trying to provide a platform for people who are experimenting and pushing different sides rather than just one style, to like a platform to work with sort of thing.
Nice. Ace, well, we're gonna ask some more questions about the label in a bit, but for now, before we get Conchiva on, we're gonna play a track off a release of yours, although under an alternative name, Omnipresence. Do you want to tell us about this track we're about to hear?
This is a project that I've been working with for a couple of years. Just like crossover of psychedelic trance, except with a bit more gabba and breakcore involved in it as well. So yeah.
And this one's called
Ketsquat.
Blackout periods is you get the feeling of phenomenal acceleration, like you're being shot out over millions, billions of years. Time simply obliterates.
God per se. It is the self, the individual mind that contains immortality and ultimate truth.
What the hell is not religious about that? You simply replace God with your original self.
Yes, but we've localized it. At least we know where the self is. It's in our own mind. It's a form of human energy. Our atoms are 6 billion years old again. 6 billion years of memory in my mind.
Get in touch with ourselves, face the reality of ourselves, explore ourselves, expand ourselves. Ever since we dispensed with God, we've got nothing but ourselves to explain the meaningless horror.
So yeah, that one was Omnipresence, and one of Ryan's, in fact, sort of demonstrating that that crossover in styles, I guess. And yeah, also, I should stick in a sort of fingers up at Tom Wrongspeed there, because he sent me an email earlier on, not negatively, he's anything but negative, but he opened with... Psy crossover question mark sort of raised eyebrow sort of tone, and I think that demonstrates that you know what I mean, give him credit, you know what I mean, they're from Brighton, so it's just a nicer world, Tom. But yeah, that's very interesting stuff. And we're going to hear some more later on in the show as we get through the other Spectacle Racks. But so moving on, next up, we've got Ken Cheever, who from Liverpool. How did you end up getting them involved with the label, Ryan?
They used to run a night I don't know if they still do, actually.
It's going to be coming up again.
Coming up again, but it'll be a different name.
Yeah. Right, called The Den, it was originally. But yeah, my girlfriend spotted them and just randomly thought they were amazing. So yeah, we got in touch with them and yeah, that was about it.
And you're actually going to put out a... Well, it's, you know... Sure, if it's going to be a CD or a vinyl release.
Yeah, yeah, we want to do a CD, but like, yeah, if anyone's out there that can do cheap vinyl pressing, then give us a shout, because, yeah, it's pretty difficult to get them cheap around the UK as well.
And, yeah, hell yeah. And that is, it's going to come out on Splattercore, and we're going to get a bit of a preview of it now, because I think they're going to run through at least a couple of the tracks that are going to be on it. I should mention as well, though, because it's definitely a point of interest. It's quite an exciting array of equipment that the guys use.
This is what it used to be like.
what have we got there?
Just like a synth, some shitty controller, and a fucking laptop. But like, it used to be like all drum machines and stuff. But we will be going back to that soon.
It's a set up like.
It's a
Roland Juno 1 and an Evolution and a bass guitar with
pedal.
A very meaty looking effects pedal. So I've just got to run round and turn off, so we're going to get insane feedback otherwise. Everything's running through doubly. Les, can you reach over and yeah, those two that are up there. No, the white ones. Yeah, get rid of them. That's a bit better. Excellent. So this is Ken Shiva, ladies and gentlemen, on LFM.
Thank you.
goes social adaptation. You're talking about parasitism, dogs, morality, pigs, blood, trade. These will be subject to
and Shiva, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, a hectic 40 minutes. If you're liking that, then, and you can't wait for the Splattercore release, then you can get more of that at myspace.com/Kinshiva, which is KinSheva. Yeah, I've made a little recording which we'll try and get as the picture for the archive, because that was it's very, what's the word, innovative, maybe, full of energy anyway. Mm-hmm. And I was gonna, that's the first question I was gonna post to Ryan, was is that something that is sort of important to you in terms of again the sort of like the manifesto of Splattercore?
Yeah, basically, yeah, like we're all about high energy pretty much, like I feel like it's a, like, well, for me there's like too many people afraid to really kind of let go and push it like to the max and to the extent where you can almost call it extreme. It's kind of, it seems to be very much the case in like punk and metal and scenes like that, which a lot of us have come from, but it's, yeah, it doesn't seem to be the case in kind of like the new age dance scene. So yeah, we feel, think it's really important to kind of, yeah, get high energy influenced by analog kind of band music, also integrated into like a dance format.
Yeah, again on that sort of crossover you were talking about.
Yeah, sure.
And is that something that you see the way that technology is going supporting that sort of energy and performance?
Yeah, yeah, it seems to be that way. Like, yeah, like I said, like we're all about kind of merging technology with like analog stuff. And yeah, you pretty much, you can pick up stuff for free on the internet, although I shouldn't have just said that. But yeah, you can get like stuff on the internet for free, like download loads of software.
Well, you say you shouldn't have said it. I mean, didn't the government come out and say it earlier on this week? I'm pretty sure I read in the newspapers that, I can't remember who it is, but some private secretary or others, it's remarkable this to me, like, said like, oh yeah, we shouldn't come down on them for pirating, really? Like flagrant piracy,
stealing from waves for like,
yeah. Constantly. I mean, obviously a lot of those recording companies are minted. It's a very interesting debate that I'm sure one which we'll go into at greater length at another time, but yeah, it's remarkable. I couldn't believe it because yeah, you know what I mean, I thought it would be quite funny if there was like a wave of like 5,000 17-year-olds all arrested in their bedrooms, but no, it's not going to happen, we're told. Anyway, so we're going to bang on another track. This one is a Junkie Cut track. It's entitled The Manifesto, while our next artist gets ready.
This is the manifesto. We'll be right back.
So yeah, the Manifesto by another one of Ryan's aliases, Junkie Cut. When's that coming out?
28th of February.
And the CD is called.
It's called The Manifesto of the Electronic Zombie Cyborg Mafia.
And I guess people can get that through. Yeah, because we haven't mentioned even the website yet, which is
splattercore.co.uk.
Cracking, and that's sort of more of a, it's more of a sort of a noise industrial sort of grind.
This project, it comes in a nicely handmade package made out of corporate logos and pizza boxes.
Yeah, it's worth drawing attention to the splattercore packaging. Ryan was complaining to me a bit earlier on about the cost of. Production, but they're very desirable objects, both audibly and visually and tactilely. So keep your eyes and ears open for it.